I know we're all getting angry.
Yeah, we've been in here a long time.
All right. So last but not least, item 86, please.
Authorize a competitive solicitation and contract with the highest scoring proposer for security officer services for an estimated $10 million over 5 years.
All right. We have Dorothy Elmore, security project manager, and it looks like we have Larry.
Yes.
You weren't even on the agenda today, and here you are. Congratulations.
You just can't get rid of me.
Thank you.
I won't go away. Can I say?
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. We are here before you to ask to seek authorization to move forward with the RFP process to hire a security contractor to provide ongoing security services for several of our city facilities. The current security contract expires on May 31st of 2019, and there is a need to have a new contractor in place prior to this date so we would not disrupt security services. Here with me to talk to you about the procurement process and to answer any questions is Larry Pratt.
Good morning, Mayor Wheeler, Commissioners. I'm Larry Pallette, Procurement Services, the one who won't go away. As Dorothy has stated, this legislation is for an ordinance to authorize procurement services and the Facilities Division to create a solicitation which will allow the city to investigate the market and solicit responses from contractors who believe they can effectively provide the requested security services. Once the responses, proposals have been received, they'll be evaluated by a group comprised of city staff and community members. Once that evaluation is complete, we will return to this council with a request to authorize a contract. If there's any concerns which have not been addressed prior to that, the contract, even at that point, could be postponed or stopped. Again, this legislation in itself does not authorize any contract or obligate the city in any way. If you have questions about that process, I'm still here.
Colleagues, any questions prior to testimony? Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you. There's a requirement that the people who are hired under this contract be former police officers. Why is that? Is that not true?
No, that is not true.
Oh.
We'd like to have them have law enforcement experience and or military experience, but that is not a mandate.
Thank you very much for the clarification.
Yes.
Any further questions? How many people do we have signed up for public testimony?
We have 8 people.
Very good. 2 minutes each, please. Name for the record.
The first 3 are Joe Walsh, Donna Hayes, and Maggie.
Maggie, do you want to start?
Good afternoon. Now, my name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice. No!
Okay. My name is Donna Hayes. My thing is against G4S. I really don't want them to be a part of the pool when you're looking for it. The first thing you read when you go to the website of G4S is the world-leading global intricate security company specializing in delivering of security and related service across 6 continents. What happened with hiring a local company right here in Portland? People who understand Portland, or a company that is at least is in the United States. Their investment information is listed in pounds. A local company will keep jobs in Portland. It will help with the economy. These people are located in the United Kingdom. Did you know GS4 had their fair share of legal problems? Just 6 days ago, they agreed to a $130 million settlement over labor laws. This was in California. These well-trained security put children in painful restraints in England. What will they do to us adults here? G4S is now shaking its boots, worrying over a few lawsuits against them for what they did while guarding a refugee camp in Australia. There are quite a list of all of the items, and all of them is not more than 12 days old. Again, I'm asking, what is wrong with local? Cornerstone Security, Advanced Security, Northwest Enforcement, Imperial Security, just to name a few. Instead of dealing with a base, take it short. Okay. Now my problem with this company is right after Moose was killed, I came to City Hall and I was greeted by one of your G4S security with a Blue Lives Matter hat on while he was in full uniform. He stood in front of me and his arms was folded with a hat on to antagonize me. That was so unprofessional. I'm asking you, don't let them be a part of the gene pool.
Good afternoon.
Okay. As far as her comment on foreign security companies coming in, I highly agree. We don't want any foreign, you know, companies coming in and doing security in Oregon. We want local grown. Having said that, I've been in what I believe is a city facility, Pioneer Square, right? And they have private security in there, Pacific Security. I was at a protest for the BID. They were going around and taking pictures of us. Why was that? There's already cameras in Pioneer Square. Why was a private security company taking pictures of us during a protest of BID, completely legal, permitted? Why? I think these private security people are not well trained. I can talk about mall security being inappropriately attired, like federal marshals or state troopers, and they're armed too, but they're concealed carry. They should not be allowed to conceal carry. If they're going to have a gun, it should be out in the open. And these people are allowed to carry concealed weapons because they're private and they're allowed to dress like state troopers and they're allowed to dress like police officers. That is totally wrong. And as far as training, it should be a mandate that they have full police training, full vetting as far as, you know, racism, as far as, like, you know, it's really 50-50 out there on the street in terms of what I see as police officers being genuinely concerned about public safety and other problems where I've seen police officers behave in a predatory manner towards disadvantaged people.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maggie. So let's
time's up, Maggie.
Let's
Maggie, your time is up. Thank you. Next three people.
The next three are Robert West, Jeff Black, and Dan Handelman.
How you doing? My name is Robert West, and I'm going to bring up some stuff about G4S. I noticed you guys are on this police officer, this police sergeant, but yet G4S does the same thing. If you look at their records, first of all, they're from England. Second of all, they're being investigated for crimes against humanity by the United Nations. They're in charge of refugee camps in Israel and other countries. Their officers overseas have been known to be involved in rapes of women and children and murders. And by paying them, you're supporting not just the ones here, but you're supporting the ones overseas doing those crimes. G4S should not be, should not have a contract with the city because, you know, they're just because their record here is good doesn't mean they shouldn't be punished for what they did in another country. I just don't think that they should be allowed in here. I've seen them involved in pushing and shoving matches. One G4S female officer told me to hit her, and that's on video. And to G4S, that's professionalism. So that's what I got to say.
All right. Dan? I'm Dan Handelman again with Portland Cop Watch. And I would agree there are definite concerns about G4S, the good thing about this agenda item is it allows you to hire somebody else. I think the bigger question is, are we spending too much money on security for City Hall and other Portland buildings when there's human needs that aren't being met? And I remember when we used to walk through the front door of this building, period, but then there was a turnstile put in and somebody would ask you, where are you going today? And that seemed like a pretty good way to kind of screen out people that didn't really know what they were doing in here, if they're going to cause trouble. But now you get treated like a criminal, and you have your badge searched, and you get a wand waved over you. One thing to do that at the airport, this is City Hall, where we have a right to redress our grievances with the government. And everybody who enters this building now is treated like a criminal. I know people who won't come here because they feel that this is excessive security on the way in. So I think that if this is going to be authorized, I think you should be talking about lowering the amount of money and having a serious discussion about how much of this security is actually needed here at City Hall. I noticed before, I think, there were people on the balcony. Is that right? Was the balcony opened up again? That's great because it's been a while. I know they got escorted out, and the mayor accused them of being with a certain group. I think if that is true, that's whatever. We don't agree with those groups' politics or their policies. I think you have to be careful about labeling people about being with a certain group or not. You have to, let them self-identify what group they're with. I don't know if you knew for sure.
We'll call them the interrupters.
What's that?
We'll call them the interrupters.
Sure,
the
sure. That's fine.
Then.
That's more, that's describing their behavior.
I happen to know the individuals who are up there, and so that's why I made the comment.
Okay, well, as a member of a group where our name is, the name of a movement, Cop Watch, where we get mistaken for other people, I just want to make it's very hard when you start labeling people about what group they're in instead of describing their behavior.
I said associated with, just to be clear, and I'm 100% certain that I'm accurate.
Okay.
You're not?
Well, to my point. I'm not sure if you're going to be able to have this discussion in a timely manner about whether or not to spend this amount of money and whether this amount of security is reasonable since you're trying to meet a May deadline, but I would really love for the City Council to think about what you actually need here.
Good. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Jeff Black. G4S is an organization that's occupying this building illegally. They've been violating the civil rights of many individuals of the public. And when I started a documentary film on the murder of Moose Hayes last year, I learned a lot about the different groups that are on the street, some that are called right wing, some that are called left wing, but we're all residents of the city of Portland, and G4S has created a police state in this building. And you guys have allowed it to happen. You're our neighbors. You're people we voted for. You're people we see at public meetings. You don't need to be afraid of us. I know Police Chief Outlaw rarely appears in public. Ted, you seem way overly concerned with security relative to the risk. I mean, Dan made a very good point. What is the history of violence within City Hall to need a global security firm to lock it down? And when I say lock it down, I'm talking literally. I came here to watch a couple cop watchers interact, and they were literally doing nothing except for being followed by G4S. It's like a silly game that G4S was playing, and the perpetrator is G4S, right? These are free people that are allowed to come in City Hall. They are allowed by statute to take photographs. They're allowed by law to record. They're allowed to go into offices. And what you have empowered G4S to do is become the violator of civil rights of the people, and you're skipping out on the accountability because they're a mercenary firm that you hired. And so you need to take responsibility, Ted, for what G4S has done to this city, the way that it makes people feel when they come into City Hall. And as a stranger to City Hall, coming in this year and being locked out multiple times because they associated with you with somebody else who was in the building, these are not credible security people, and they don't belong in Portland City Hall. Thank you.
So I assume then that since what's really up for discussion here isn't G4S, what we're doing is actually issuing an RFP, right, which would potentially give other providers the opportunity to compete for that contract. I assume you support that.
No, I don't. I think $10 million is way overblown for security for this city, and the fact that the city feels it needs to spend $2 million a year keeping the people of the city from entering the buildings and locking offices and acting inappropriately, violating civil rights, as I witnessed personally and as I suffered from, I think it's a terrible injustice, and I think it's a waste of $10 million.
So no security.
Security is not needed. You can have a couple security guards.
Okay.
You also,
I got it.
On the security, you know, you can't just say you got it and blow me off. I mean, if we're going to have a discussion, you should let me answer, shouldn't you?
Yeah, you said okay. No security.
Well, I'd like to answer.
I heard your answer.
No, that's not my answer.
Okay, what is your answer?
My answer is that security in City Hall, this is not the White House. This is the House of the People. Everyone should be welcome here.
Everyone
should be able to go into the offices. And when you select out individuals to have G4S terrorize them like you have with a couple
We don't do that.
Okay,
your time is up. We do not do that.
Yes, you have.
No, excuse me. We do not do
that.
Eli Ritchie, seriously?
Yes,
come on.
Yes, you do.
Thank you. Your time is up. Your time is up.
No, Chief.
Yeah, your time is up. You are out of order. Your time is up.
You're a liar, Ted. You are a liar. And you are purposely
no,
perpetrating
a
fraud on the public.
I am not.
Eli Ritchie did not stalk Chief Alpha. It did not
happen. This is,
happen.
By the way, why
it
we need security.
It did not happen.
You are totally
it did
exhibiting.
Not happen.
Look
Ted, admit it. It didn't happen. You're persecuting a free man.
And tell him he's disrupting, then start the process.
No,
he's disrupting.
Ted and I are having a discussion.
Yeah. No, you're not.
Ted and I are talking.
No, we're not.
He's the mayor. He ended your discussion.
I'm not persecuting an innocent man.
Don't touch my chair.
You're disrupting this.
You don't have rights to put hand on me. You're G4S, and we're going to prove that you guys violate civil rights. No. Go get some real security.
This is why we have security.
No, Ted, you persecuted people in the public who are trying. Eli Ritchie has been
listen, you're already done. Goodbye.
He's the only black cop watcher in the city, and you have been racist against Eli Ritchie by refusing to let him use his constitutional rights both in this building and on the street. Nick, you are a civil rights lawyer. You know what they're doing to Eli Ritchie. You know it's illegal. You know it's illegal, Nick. You know that by statute, Chief Outlaw is on duty 24/7, and that when Eli Ritchie filmed her between City Hall and the police bureau, that he was committing no crime, just like I'm committing no crime right now by talking to the mayor who lied to me.
We are adjourned. We'll vote on this at 2:30.
That's a good idea.
Good grief.
Have you ever been to any other city?
Ted, you're lying.
You've been to Seattle. You are charging
a free man with stalking. You're trying to ruin his life, Ted. What's wrong with you?
Be a human, Ted.
Eli Ritchie is a human. Okay. It doesn't matter whether you like him or I like him. It doesn't matter. You're trying to ruin his life. Stop it.
He is ruining his own life.
No, he's not. Give him a chance, Ted. Who was he attacked, Ted? Who was he attacked? It's his words. Don't push me. Don't touch me. I can talk to the mayor. He's no more special than you are. Get out of my face. You all get out of my face, bunch of fuck liars. Donna doesn't need your help, honey.
No, not till 2:30. He adjourned this session. Yeah. Yeah, he announced it. Yeah. The camera didn't come back on, thank God. Yes. Yeah. And There were two. I think Courtney had left. I don't know who the last person was.
You guys are going to be out of here because you violate civil rights. You guys.
Yeah,
you guys are going to be out of here.
That's what I
mean, he had to do it because
here, I was like, oh,